The Department of Corrections Secretary and the Dodge County District Attorney joined union leaders and prison guards in Waupun City Hall to call for quick passage of a bill that would prevent inmates from going directly to a judge with allegations of abuse by guards. Marty Beal of the Wisconsin State Employees Union says there are currently 5 guards facing John Doe charges. He says that's produced a chilling effect on all prison guards.
Any one of them, their lives could be turned upside down by some inmate that they're working with who goes to an ambitious judge who issues these charges without the ability to confront their accuser's evidence or probable cause.
Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says prisoner John Doe suits have to be eliminated because they allow inmates to do an end run around the prison complaint process. That process already includes the opportunity for local DAs to press charges after inmate allegations against guards have been investigated by prison staff.
The inmates are using the John Doe to bypass all of that. The inmate doesn't have to call witnesses. The inmate doesn't have to produce anything other than, some type of verbal statement.
But Waupun inmate Kenneth Harris, serving 10 years for burglary, says most inmate abuse complaints are ignored. He says the John Doe charges are the only way inmates can get their concerns heard by an impartial judge. Harris is currently pursuing assault charges against a guard he says beat him. He'll have a hearing before a judge soon in Sauk County. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.